Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." Forgive them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Josh didn't know whether to be mad or embarrassed. He totally dropped the ball during a playground kickball game at recess time. He saw a group of guys start laughing. Josh wished the teacher wasn't around so he could punch them in the face. Meanwhile, on the other side of the playground was Jenna, who didn't know whether to be mad or embarrassed. Her best friend started hanging around all the girls on the cheerleading squad and was ignoring her. They got into an argument, and she made fun of what Jenna was wearing. "Go ahead and sprain your ankle for all I care," Jenna thought. "Then you can't cheer anymore." But what if 5 minutes later, Jenna's friend came up and told her that she was sorry? And the group of boys saw how upset Josh was and said, "Our bad, Josh. You'll catch it next time." What if that was you? You might say you forgive them, but you still are irritated, right? It isn't easy to forgive and let go of your hurt and anger. Yet that's what God asks us to do. When Jesus tells today's story, he asks us to think about all the times we yelled when we were angry, when we ignored people, when we cheated on our homework, when we made fun of others. He tells us to remember that when we tell God we are sorry, that he absolutely says, "I forgive you." He doesn't look at us and think we are still jerks. He looks at us and loves us. He doesn't give us the silent treatment. He invites us to pray to him, and he loves to listen. Because every single one of our sins has been forgiven, he tells us that we get to take the grace we've been given and pass it along to others too, that we get to say we forgive them and mean it. God knows this is hard, whether the first time or the 77th time. That's why he fills you with strength to forgive by reminding us that Jesus understands. When Jesus was spit on, made fun of, and then nailed to a cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Obviously, the people knew they were hurting Jesus. That was the whole point of crucifixion. But they didn't realize they were watching God's innocent Son take the punishment for all sins. But you do, don't you? We pray. Dear Father, thank you for forgiving me over and over and over again. You are amazing. Help me to forgive others just like you forgive me. Give me the strength to love others the way you love me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.